Hello?
Hello, ma'am. Speak to Ms. Stanberry.
This is she. How can I help you?
Ms. Stanberry, this is Will Gomez calling from National Opinion Surveys. We are conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions concerning your community and the nation. Do you have a few minutes to help us out?
Yes, that's fine.
Thank you so much. First question, ma'am. Do you have anyone in your household that works for media, television, radio, including print, internet, or television? Yes or no?
No.
No, thank you. Are you 21 or older and registered to vote? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. I know still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you will not vote?
I will definitely vote.
Thank you. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. What is your race? Do you identify as African-American, Black, White, Anglo, Hispanic, or Latino, Asian, Native American, American Indian, mixed?
Black.
Okay, thank you. Next question. What is your age, if you don't mind me asking?
58.
Thank you. I'm going to read to you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the president and Congress most focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you. Either a 10, which means it's very important, a 5, it's somewhat important, and a 0, it's not important at all. You may use any number between 0 and 10. First one, improving K through 12 education, 0 to 10.
7.
7, okay. Reducing substance abuse in our communities?
10.
10, thank you. Making college more affordable?
7.
7, thank you. Lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs?
7.
Thank you so much. Next. Do you believe that health outcomes in general, in the African-American community are better, worse, or about the same as in the white communities?
Oh, definitely worse.
Worse. Thank you. And now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think that things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for Black people?
With Trump around, I'd say worse.
Okay. Which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on the African-American community? You can select up to 2. Alcohol, heroin, cocaine, meth and crack, ketamine, ecstasy or other party drugs, cigarettes, opioids and fentanyl, marijuana and other cannabis products, vaping?
Fentanyl, okay. Is from what I read and see, is mm-hmm. should be on the top there. That's really bad.
Okay.
And you said alcohol?
Yep, alcohol.
Alcohol.
Okay, thank you. Now, I want to ask your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. Tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes,
okay,
through cessation support, abstinence, education, and moving adults who cannot or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction will improve health outcomes in the African-American community? Do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you so much. Now I'd like to ask you to rate your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. For each, tell me if you have a very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not at all familiar with the product. E-cigarettes or vapes?
I'm somewhat
familiar. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
What about heat-not-burn tobacco products?
I don't know anything about that.
Okay, what about oral nicotine pouches?
Really don't know much about that.
Okay, no problem. Thank you. Now I'd like to give you additional information about smoking today in America. As you may know, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades, but about 30 million American adults still smoking today. That's about 1 in 9 adults. smoking remains the leading cause of preventable death, accounting for nearly 500,000 American lives lost each year. That's about 1 in 5 deaths. And quitting is hard for adults who smoke. Only 1 out of 10 who try to quit smoking are successful. Many have instead successfully switched from cigarettes, the most harmful form of tobacco, to less harmful smoke-free tobacco nicotine alternatives. After hearing this, what would you say is the primary reason for these changes? Cost of smoking has gone up, more government restrictions and bans, introduction of smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes to the market, or more education and anti-tobacco advertising?
I would like to say it's the price, but I really don't think that affects people who are truly addicted to it.
Okay.
So I would have to say, because there are other things that are less harmful would be my, that's what I think, whatever that choice was that, you know, was
introduction of smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes to the market. Okay. Thank you. Now, I'd like to read you 2 statements about cigarette smoking. Please tell me which one of the following statements do you agree with more? First one, we must recognize that not everyone can or will easily quit smoking, while we will continue to educate people about the harm of smoking and support their efforts to quit through traditional cessation products like nicotine patches and prescription medication, we should also ensure adults who smoke have information about access to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives that will reduce their long-term health risks compared to cigarettes. The second statement says, while it may be difficult to quit smoking, we should continue to focus entirely on getting people to quit all tobacco and nicotine through education about the harm of smoking and the use of traditional cessation products like nicotine patches and prescription medications. Which one do you agree with more, first or second?
The first.
Thank you so much. And would you say that vaping is more or less harmful to your health than smoking cigarettes?
I would say that it's less. I don't smoke. I don't condone smoke. I hate smoke. I'm allergic to smoke. But I think that vaping is the lesser of the two evils.
Okay, so you think it will be somewhat less harmful or much less harmful?
I'd say somewhat. Still harmful.
Now I'm going to read to you some statements people have made about smoking and the importance of smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives to cigarettes. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means that you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means that you do not agree with the statement at all. You may use any number between 0 and 10. Medical professionals who should have access to scientific information on smoke-free tobacco products that can save hundreds of thousands of lives have a responsibility to inform and educate their adult patients who smoke about smoke-free products. It's important for patients across all communities to have access to this type of information from trusted sources like doctors and nurses. 0 to 10.
I would say 10.
Thank you. Next, let's be clear when we talk about giving adults who smoke the choice to switch to less harmful alternatives. We are not saying they shouldn't quit. Quitting all tobacco and nicotine is the best choice for adults who currently smoke, and we should continue to educate everyone on the risks of tobacco use and support cessation efforts for people who still smoke. But not everyone is able to quit, and some people may just choose not to. That doesn't mean that we should leave them to die. We can encourage people to quit and still provide adults who smoke with less harmful alternatives until they do. 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. When someone is overdosing on opioids, their lives may be saved by using other drugs like naloxone or Narcan. This drug doesn't cure their addiction, but it saves their lives. And we hear about opioid deaths every night on the news, but smoking kills 5 times as many people as opioids, and the FDA is choosing to ignore the signs that shows there are less harmful alternatives that adults who smoke could be using. We should take the same approach with cigarettes that we take with other drugs that get a lot more media coverage. Zero 10.
10.
Thank you so much. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their mind. It's okay if you did not, but I'd like to ask you again. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction, the public health strategy focused on lowering the risks associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who cannot or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products will improve health outcomes in the African-American community? Do you agree or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you so much. In the past 30 days, have you used any of the following? Pipe tobacco, yes or no?
No.
No. Cigars?
No.
Anything that has to do with tobacco?
None.
None. Okay, thank you. Next. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 11th grade, high school, some college, college graduate, bachelor's degree, postgraduate, master's?
Some college.
Some college. Okay, thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Married. Okay, thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income?
Middle class.
Middle class. Okay, thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Suburban. Thank you. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or independent, or something
Democrat.
Else? Democrat.
Democrat.
Strong or not a strong,
strong.
Democrat? Strong. Okay,
strong,
thank you.
Democrat.
Thank you. And back in 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump or someone else?
Biden.
Thank you. And if the 2024 election for president were held today, would you still vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Oh, definitely Joe Biden.
Thank you so much. Then that will conclude our survey. Thank you so much for your time. You have a good one.
You as well. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.